104.3 The River, the Hometown Morning Show. It is 7:30. I'm Paul Priest. It's Tuesday. Meredith Dubree and Jenny Pyle across from me. Good morning, Miss Jenny.
Good morning.
What's happening? Let's get you a little closer at microphone.
A little bit of everything.
Oh, Paul's hard to hear. I got to hear you. So, Jenny, our good friend from Breckenridge County Health Department, who we have enjoyed visiting with pre and post weirdness.
Yes, very much so.
We used to talk about car seats, and
we
now,
did.
Now we talk about COVID.
We do, yes. Now we're talking about car seats and COVID.
All right, lay it on us. How in the world are you? It's been a while. It's we're glad to be back where you can come in and see us again.
Yes, me too.
We've missed everybody, so we get to visit. What's going on at the health department?
Oh, not a whole lot. Trying to get back in the groove, and of course, while media slows down on COVID-19, we're still trucking along, so... We've done very well. Our partners have done very well. And shout out to everybody across the board, because I tell you what, I've never seen people work so hard my entire life. So,
how's Breck County looking number-wise?
Breck County looks great.
We're looking good.
Yes.
So compared to the rest of rural Kentucky?
We look really good. Of course, Eastern Kentucky, some of those places have been slow on cases too, and we're pretty rural, but I can tell you we started working on this really early.
We know that for a fact.
Yes, yes.
Good.
So, I wanted to bring up to the people today that we are going to have some team members that are regional that are going to start helping us, and there are a couple contact tracers. They're going to have a couple that stick with our county, but we could use the help so that we can get back to normal. And of course, we're going to be short one. So,
it's going to be all right.
I know. I'm going to cry.
You've got a month left or a little more.
That's not enough. No, she's amazing. I want to tell you, Ovalira is by far the biggest rock star I know. So
yeah, mom kind of rules.
So. She does.
Hi, Mom.
She does.
And she makes some of the best sausage balls that have ever been made. I mean, I just had to chip that in.
Oh, she has.
She's a renaissance lady.
Oh, she has worked right along beside me, a lot of times ahead of me, and I'll tell you. But yeah, so if people get phone calls from these regional contact tracers, they are part of our team. They're helping us out. We don't have enough to do to hire somebody full-time, and they have to meet a certain hour requirement, and I'm afraid we just can't meet that. So,
now, can you explain to folks listening what a contact tracer is?
Oh,
because it sounds like something you'd shoot out of an AR-15.
I know, right?
Got a box of contact tracers this weekend. You shoot them after dark.
Right. No, this is something that has been done in public health for years. So anything, Rocky Mountain, foodborne illnesses, the whole nine yards, these contact tracers are doing something that public health has been doing since the beginning of time. So when you come up positive with COVID-19 or whatever the case may be, all they do is call and talk to you and find out where you've been, who you've been around. Then we contact those people and try to get everybody quarantined and isolated and try to figure out where it came from, essentially. So it's nothing to worry about. I know there's some misconception as far as, you know, bugging you and tracking your every move type thing. That's not the case. We just want to know where this came from. If we can find the source, then
good deal.
We can go from there. So, but yeah, they are a part of our team. I get to meet them tomorrow, so I'm super excited. They're going to come down and hang out with us for a little bit, and we're going to get to know them. But us and Grayson both are actually going to help both counties.
Good deal.
So, yeah.
All right. So now, talking about COVID-19, Breck County's looking pretty good. Our area is looking. I think you all have done a fantastic job.
I think the partners have done amazing.
But it's still here. So what we've been saying to folks all along, because I just say what you taught me to say.
Right.
Wash your hands.
Yes.
And do your social distancing.
Yes.
That's numero uno, right? That's
right.
The main thing. So basic hygiene and stay out of people's grill.
Yes. Okay. Yes, definitely. Yeah. Stay out of people's personal space. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. You know, of course, people who have underlying health conditions are at the biggest risk, and data shows that across the country. So sure. Kentucky overall, I think, has done very well. Good but deal. But yeah, huge shout out.
And it's still here, folks. It is. And we've had other things in the news. We've had other things to think about. COVID is still here. We need to be aware of that. And, you know, having gone through what we went through at my house, we were very yes. fortunate. You know, it was a really boring 2 weeks, but we were very fortunate. But not everybody is so fortunate. We have had a couple of deaths.
We have. You know? We've had 2 deaths. And for those families, that's definitely unfortunate. And we hate to hear that. We hate to hear about any deaths. Sure. But when it's here, it's a little closer to home. So. True. Keep your people who are at most risk definitely safe. Right. And, you know, it's been tough getting back into real life and reality, sure. but we're doing it and we're doing it well and people are doing a very good job. And
so, you know what to do, folks. Jenny's right. been telling you what to do for 4 months. You know what to do. So just right. do it. What else we got while we're talking to you? What else y'all up to?
Oh, my goodness. Farmers Market. Come
vouchers.
On, people.
Vouchers. Let's talk vouchers. Yes. Right, how does this work? What are these vouchers and who qualifies for these vouchers?
Well, if you are 60 or older and you meet the income requirements, which you can call us at the health department, 756-5121. We can tell you if you qualify. And come and get some vouchers. All you do is come out. We fill out the paperwork. You get your vouchers and... We did our drive-through, and I think we saw almost 100 in the drive-through.
That's fantastic. Oh,
wow. Yeah. And our seniors, they always come through. They always use them, which they're used to being able to get fresh fruits and vegetables. Right. So we're super excited to do that. This, I think, is our 4th year that we've done that program, and it's grown. We started with very few vouchers, and now we're up to 150.
That's fantastic. And that helps everybody. Helps y'all, helps them, helps our local produce growers.
Right.
It helps our extension office. It helps everybody. So the more support that farmers market gets, that's one thing we've got in this county that I'm proud of a lot of things here. Oh. We have a fantastic farmers market.
We do. And support your local people. That's huge. Right. And I could not tell you that enough after being through this because our local people have come through for us.
I agree.
And it's been huge. And WIC will start Farmers Market in July. So those folks need to get out and use them. And the other thing is safe sleep. We've talked a lot about safe sleep program. We do a safe sleep program, but the number of sudden unexpected infant deaths has gone up significantly in the state of Kentucky.
Really?
So if you do not have a safe place for your infant to sleep and you need some education on that, please call us because... Mm-hmm. That's something that we can definitely help with.
A world of information, folks. How do people contact you all at the health department, Jenny?
They can call 270-756-5121, and they'll get one of us.
All right. Yep. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Hang in there. Come back and see us again soon.
Definitely.
All right, folks. We'll be back. It's the Hometown Morning Show, 104.3 The River.